You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, This Week, featuring news and commentary on This Week in Black Hollywood. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live This Week, Dario Kristen.
Hey everybody, welcome to Black Hollywood Live This Week. I'm your host, Dario Kristen. Here joining me in the studio today are Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
And DJ Jesse J.
What up?
On today's show, we have a lot of exciting topics, including Will.i.am's copyright lawsuit, Allen Iverson hits rock bottom, and the TSA is allowing small knives on planes.
That's ridiculous.
What's up with that? I don't know.
It's a shame.
I'm a little nervous about that.
Crazy.
But before we get into that, I want to read last week's buzzer meter results, which was the question was actually, is Chris Tucker going to be an exciting host for BET, their BET Awards that are coming out in June? You guys voted. 63.7% of you said yes, 11.3% said no, and 24.9% said undecided. I don't know. I think it's going to be a great show with him. I mean, I'm excited to see him.
Me too.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, and this week's buzzer meter question is, does editing cause black stereotypes on reality TV? I have a lot to say about that, but I'm going to leave my comments to see after you guys vote, and we'll read it on the show next Friday.
Next week.
All right, so trending topics this week. What do we have, Jesse?
Well, so before we get in, I know you mentioned the Will.i.am thing, but before we get into that, remember last week we talked about Kevin Hart and his DUI?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, apparently this is his second count for a DUI.
Oh, Kevin.
It turns out that he, the breathalyzer test, he blew a .15, which is double what you're supposed to have.
Wow.
I'm serious.
California, so he's actually up facing up to a year in jail. What would we do with Kevin Hart? What would BET do with Kevin Hart in jail for
That'd be crazy.
Filming right now, aren't they? Did they start back?
They better do some extra episodes.
Exactly. Y'all better hurry up.
Better
get them done.
I mean, do you guys think that maybe they might use him as the,
example?
Like an example?
I mean, I hope not because there's been a bunch. I mean, okay, you should never be drinking and driving, first of all. Right. That's not the issue here. Mm-hmm. But if they're going to use him as an example, they should be using a lot of other actors as examples before him because there has been several
DUIs. As long as Lindsay Lohan is free.
Right.
Walking around.
But once again, not condoning drinking.
Not condoning it. It's a mess.
All right. Well, so he's not the only person dealing with legal issues. Will.i.am is dealing with some legal issues. and he's been dealing with it. I mean, it's so sad. I love Will.i.am. I really do. He just released his new album, Will of Power. Totally recommend it. But if you go on iTunes and actually look at his album, everyone is rashing on him. I mean, they're just going so hard over this lawsuit. I don't know if you heard the Chris Brown song with him on his new album, Let's Go.
Let's Go. Yep.
Well, apparently, the beat is borrowed from a song by producers Artie and Matt Zoe, and the song is called Rebound. So I went back and I listened to the song, and I mean, Will.i.am did some, you know, different things. Yeah. He tweaked it around. But the problem is that apparently he never got any copyright laws. Yeah, nothing like that.
He didn't pay for it.
He comes out. Artie says that they never cleared the rights. You know, he did admit that they did talk about it, but no papers were filed. Will.i.am says, Artie is a dope producer. I wrote to the Rebound song last year. I showed Artie the song, but something happened in between, and hopefully we can get things resolved. Artie, you know, obviously Artie's upset. This is money. Like, finally, like he said, he wrote this whole Facebook post because he didn't want to go on Twitter. But he basically said, hey guys, to all the fans out there, we appreciate all the love and support, but please do not throw racial slurs at Will.i.am.
Right. Yes.
You know, take all that energy and put it into my song, Rebound.
Right? By my song.
So, you know, I like the way that they're approaching it. Hopefully Will.i.am can step up. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure it was like a mix up with the people in the middle that didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of the things Will.i.am takes, I mean, from Scream and Show to Bang Bang, which is on the Great Gatsby soundtrack, he samples a lot of this music. But every artist samples.
Of course. Yeah.
So something slipped up, and even Artie said, producers like us wait for the day that it slips up and it's our song, because he knows he's going to get a fat paycheck.
Yes,
that's why Artie's keeping the smile on his face.
He's like, I'm just waiting. Yeah, it's going down.
You got that King Crown on. Well,
and my question is it cheaper to actually not go through the proper procedures to get it cleared? Because a lot of times they settle out of court. There was a case with a guy by the name of Sile Johnson. He's an artist who sued Jay-Z and Kanye West over Watch the Throne because he said they didn't go through the proper channels as well, and they ended up settling out of court. So my thing is, like, it seems like this happens kind of a lot. Is it cheaper to just go ahead and bite that track or take the track that you want without clearing it? Because then you have to pay the royalties and all that other stuff, and there may be a chance that someone might not sue you.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you might want to just take your chance.
Yeah, it probably depends on the song.
I look at it and I say, if these guys are really smart, they would say, you know what, why don't you give me a little something from that, and then let's work on a project together.
Let's do something.
If they were real smart. But out of all this, it's Chris Brown's tweet that just caught my eye the most.
He's a wreck.
Did you see what he said? Chris Brown tweeted, I don't know who the hell Artie and Matt Zoe are. I don't give a shit. And I often don't listen to the songs that I lay vocals on.
Yep.
What?
Yep. That's what he said.
That was a very, non-smart comment.
Yeah.
Non-smart.
All right. So Will.i.am's doing it. And then Tyler Perry has an issue with his new movie, Over Temptation. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but an Indiana man named William James gave a script to an associate over at Harpo, and it was to be taken under consideration. And it basically tells the same story as Temptation. The script was called Lovers Kill, and, you know, he's upset, obviously. Temptation grew over $50 million. So it's like, I mean, it's funny because I was talking to a friend about this. I mean, this is Hollywood. That can happen all the time.
Easily.
Be careful who you send your scripts to. Make sure you have
copyrights.
Register that thing at the WGA or whatever you have to do. Because
sad part is you probably won't see a pretty penny from that Temptation.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Mm-mm. All right. Now, not in the court, but dealing with...
not in the court.
Important issues. Snoop Dogg, once again, as we said, he has redeemed himself. And
Snoop Lion
has emerged as Snoop Lion. Well, Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion was talking to the Huffington Post, and he basically told politicians, get off your ass and pay attention. We need restrictions on gun. I can walk out this door right now and buy me a gun. Think about it before it hits home or your family. I mean, he went on a very much longer, rant than that. But love it. I love what he's saying to the people. I stuck up for Snoop Lion the past weekend because these people, they were like, it's so stupid and dumb of him to pretend he's this new person. And
why? I mean, people grow. Were you supposed to stay the
and
same?
I love that about him. My issue with him was just, don't call yourself the resurrected Bob Marley. That's where
that's a bit
much.
But I love this new Snoop Dogg that's emerging. You're a father. You're getting older. You're looking back at everything and kind of seeing, wait, maybe my power as a celebrity can be used in a different way.
Yeah, I applaud that he's making this change. He has, you know, young kids. Mm-hmm. And one thing that he has said is that, you know, this gun control thing is going to affect everyone. So they should really start to pay attention on us not doing background checks because he's basically saying it could happen to any of us. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is when this problem occurs again, people are going to be pointing fingers and have a lot to say when really we could be controlling this issue right now.
Right.
And I mean, I applaud him.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, I applaud Kelly Rowland because this bitch. Gwyneth Paltrow was named the world's most beautiful woman. Well, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, girl, you pretty.
Get
but
it, girl.
She, you know what? There's like
get
a love hate for Gwyneth. You know, like
there's
people
a lot
love
of
her.
Backlash on that too. Yeah. But go her.
But and go Kelly Rowland because Kelly Rowland was asked to basically do a photo shoot for People magazine with no makeup on, and at first Kelly was like, hell yeah, I want to do this. And, you know, she just thought, I'm confident enough in my skin. But the bigger reason of why she wanted to do it is because as a little girl, I think we've even spoke about this before, she grew up not really loving her skin color and, you know, being ashamed. And it was actually Beyonce's mom, she talks about it in the magazine, who tells her, no, you need to love yourself. You're beautiful and you don't, you know, you don't need to be like anybody else. You are you. Yeah. And so she wants to be able to give that power to other girls. And, I mean, look at her,
she's
makeup
beautiful.
And all.
Still looks good to me.
Gorge.
I've always thought Beyonce's pretty and Michelle's pretty, but Kelly always just stood out to me, even in
the younger
days.
She's supermodel pretty.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Okay, so positive stories, and then to one that is just crazy. We all know Derrick Rose, and I kind of want to go on a campaign of leave Derrick Rose alone.
Alone, man.
I mean, we had the whole Chicago baby shooting.
He just paid for that funeral.
He paid for that, and he got crap for that.
Right, you can't win.
Well, okay, so a 25-year-old Illinois man named Matthew Thompson filed a lawsuit this week against Derrick Rose, claiming Rose missed the 2012 through 2013 season, and it caused him to have a depression, mental breakdown, emotional distress, which caused him to become obese. Derrick, is recovering from an ACL surgery, and then he claims that Derrick's negligent behavior for not returning back to the court has affected his lifestyle. Sir, if I got mad when Beyonce took a damn break and then released her album, do you think I would be a VIP at every Beyonce concert right now? Sir, you cannot just be suing people for their lives. What?
Well, they're saying in this case is, it's going to get thrown out.
Please get thrown out. But the fact that it has to be processed at all, which is costing taxpayer money, is the most distressing thing ever.
I know. I mean, it's actually sad because that means people can sue for anything.
Anything.
Absolutely anything.
I love it, though. All right. Well, someone who needs to get sued is Drea Michelle.
Slapped, you mean.
From Basketball Wives. Because this bitch, she has a clothing company called Fine Ass Girls. And she got a lot of backlashing because she has a new t-shirt coming out with this picture up on the screen right now. It's Whitney Houston holding a sign that says, "Say No to Drugs." A lot of people freaked out on her and... She tweeted the actual picture. This is actually a picture that Whitney was holding the sign herself. And she tweeted, "FYI, we would never disrespect the diva. She held the sign up herself, raising awareness."
Yeah,
that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's
disrespectful.
And, it could go either way. It could be a great selling t-shirt because people just want to collect it because it is so ignorant.
Ridiculous.
Or people are going to backlash her and just... say forget it, what are you even doing? And it's gonna kill her whole line.
Who comes up with this stuff?
I mean, it's just
I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. You know it's a joke. You know you're playing a joke off of it.
Yeah.
It don't make sense. And it ain't gonna give you a good buzz on your clothing company.
The only positive, it is a good picture of Whitney.
Yes.
Outside of the say no to drugs.
Yeah. Right, but the other thing that bothers me about Drea Michelle, because I don't think she really thinks things. Like, okay, her clothing company is called Fine Ass Girls. So, but it's usually presented as fag.
I don't think
she's really thinking really how to market herself over there. So, girl, hit me up and I'll help you out with that.
We'll help you.
Just stay pretty.
Because she did have some good stuff, bikini-wise and stuff on the basketball.
Apparently, on the show, she did.
Ruined it all. All right, but someone who finally, she was in a dark place. But she has...
Dark place.
She has emerged... From the darkness is Ciara. She released her body party video. Did you guys check it out?
Yes,
I did, and that is one sexy video.
I'm so happy, Ciara, because I've really been rooting for Ciara, and people throw some real hard hate over at Ciara.
They do. She gets a hard...
Ooh, Courtney, what was that? But I got to say, I love this video. I love the styling in it. It was very 90s. The dancing in it, it was sexy. I thought it was going to be really corny with the whole, because we had all heard that she was going to show how her and Future met. I thought it fit the video. It wasn't too much of it. And I really liked it. What did you think?
It was cool.
You didn't like the style?
Wait, what's more to that, Courtney?
It was cool. I mean, I don't know. Me and Ciara had a special relationship because she was from the A, and she was like our Aaliyah when Aaliyah left, because she was like the tomboy but sexy.
Yeah.
And I always feel like after that, she tried to push her sex too hard, and it just didn't work for me, and it still doesn't completely work for me. But, I mean, it's better than what she's been doing.
But all of them tried to push her sex too hard.
Like, that's why it's sad, because I just feel like it just totally never had to happen, because she was like a cool chick, and she was sexy as hell regardless. Like, her, she could dance. It was amazing. Like, she was great. So, I mean, whatever. Everybody's got to explore something. It's just one day I would like you to be able to explore without having to you know, be naked and flop in your vagina.
Yeah, this was definitely one of her more sexual videos. But I liked it because it brought me back to Promise, and I missed that
scene.
I really do.
And she's bringing her striptease fantasy in full effect on this, and she's quite flexible.
And honestly, my favorite part of it wasn't even any of the sexy part. It was with the sunglasses.
I was going to say, the sunglasses in the point. Yeah, that was my favorite part.
It was so 90s to me. It was 90s. It was really, like, refreshing.
And those boots were rocking in that outfit. So.
Good for her. I mean, you know.
And so, obviously, Future's in it, and that's her boyfriend.
Yes.
But how awkward is this? It was like exes interviewing exes this week. So Bow Wow, Sierra released the video on 106 in Park and had to be interviewed by her ex, Bow Wow. I mean, they kept it really cool. It was just so awkward, and I just...
But you look at it, can you believe that they were, like, together? Like, because even when they were together, it was kind of like, really? But now you look at them, and I'm like, are they really, like...
Or even when you look at this picture, it seems awkward. You know what I mean?
It's like she dated her little cousin. Like, it just...
Well, she looks so womanly, too, compared to him.
She is a grown woman, and he just,
looks like a little boy jumping up on the couches.
Exactly.
Hey, Sierra! Like, no.
Weird.
And then they did, like, a throwback picture thing, and she had to describe who, what, and when, and where... And they showed a picture of her in Future, and Bow Wow had to say, oh, so what's this picture? And she said, that's my king. And I was like, oh, poor Bow Wow.
Poor Bow Wow.
But no, I didn't even notice that they're actually matching. They're wearing black.
Yeah, because he has on leather shorts, pants. And she's got leather pants. Yeah.
Okay, but then even more awkward, because, I mean, that was been a while ago, but Ashanti and Nelly, rumor has it that they had broken up. Mm-hmm. And Ashanti got this new gig on Fuse, and she had to interview Nelly. And I gotta say, you know what?
They kept it.
I have an issue with Ashanti sometimes.
We all do.
But what do you mean? Like what? What do you have an issue with?
I wish I could tell you.
It's just a thing.
It's just one of those things. I understand. Not so much.
It's like, I love you for what you've done, but there's just something there. And with this, I got to give her props because they kept it real professional. There was one moment, though, where Ashanti had to ask him, so what type of girl? It was just so... And they both kind of laughed about it.
I saw it.
They kept it cool, but I love that Nelly kind of at the end said, and thick thighs. We all know Ashanti is known for having her nice, voluptuous thighs. Good job, guys. I love everyone being professional, keeping it in the building.
Exes can get along.
Absolutely.
Be friends.
And before we get into our other topics, I want to give a shout out to everyone out there watching us. And also make sure you check out our brother sister channel, AfterBuzzTV.com, where we do your favorite TV shows right after, and we talk about them. We do shows like Deception, Real Housewives of Atlanta,
Walking Dead,
Hemlock Grove, my new favorite show. So make sure you guys check us out at AfterBuzzTV.com.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Jesse.
Thank you.
Courtney, rumors and gossip. What do you got for us?
Every week we have lots of rumors and lots of gossip, and it's so much fun. And this week did not disappoint. So for those of you that watched us last week, you know we talked about Miss Iyanla VanZant and her Fix My Life show on The OWN Network. Well, she was fixing some more lives this week.
or trying to,
so to speak. And she was working with the lovely Sheree Whitfield and her ex-husband Bob Whitfield, and so basically it was a disaster. Like, what can you say? It was a disaster.
It was so funny.
I mean, it was comical, but I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to be comical.
I love that sound effect.
Yes,
it made me like Bob.
It did. Well, I've always liked Bob because there was such a distaste for Sheree. And I was like, and I hate being that because you want to be like supportive of a woman that's obviously raising her kids and she's got the kids, whatever. But there was something very distasteful about Sheree that makes something like understand, like you understand maybe why Bob and just can't
that
deal
wall?
With her.
You mean that wall?
That wall. Sheree's got a wall. Anyway, so that's about all Sheree discovered in her,
Needs some walls over at Chateau Sheree.
Yes. She has no walls at Chateau Sheree. Iyanla called her out for not having any walls. And so Sheree basically, she divorced Bob in 2007. And she got a 7-figure settlement from the divorce. And she also basically, but she was complaining because he had not been on top of his child support payments for about a little over 3 years. Mm-hmm. It was about $2,100 a month. And so recently, end of last year, actually, she was awarded a $75,000 settlement in back child support. And going forward, he is supposed to pay, I believe it was like $1,500 a month, and then it would go down to about $1,000 a month going forward. They have two kids together. 13-year-old Cairo and 10-year-old Callie. And so basically, Iyanla tried real hard, real hard. Bob had some breakthroughs.
He did.
He had some breakthroughs.
I'm glad he's going to spend more time with his son.
He wants to spend time with his son, But Sheree, honey.
And did you hear what she did after that? With the whole publicity letter?
Yeah.
She just is a very not likable human being sometimes. And then even on Twitter, she was tweeting, Oprah was tweeting about the show during that the time that it aired. And she would retweet Oprah's tweets and comment on those and be like, yes, girl, thank you so much. Appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. But Iyanla would say something and she wouldn't. So she's come since said that, you know, Iyanla, she didn't feel very comfortable with what Iyanla did for her life.
Yeah, and so she put that out in a letter to everyone. And she said she expressed her unhappiness with treatment on the show.
Yes.
And she left and felt harassed and emotionally attacked. I don't know.
I don't know how you
feel. All that attacking that she did on the show, how do you feel emotionally attacked after that? I mean, that's like...
I don't know. It was just... Iyanla, I don't know if you should be fixing lives, but...
I mean, just even at the picture we're looking at now. Sheree, your house ain't even built and you got a fur around you.
She's just so extra, you know what I mean? Like, that is, that was my biggest problem with her. I never felt, like, connected to her when I did see some episodes of the show.
But even in this, like, there was no connection. Like, there was no point where she broke and you were like, I see your, like, I understand your pain. Like, I can empathize with you. She has no soul. She's like a soulless person.
Wow.
She's so vapid. But anyway.
Tell us how you really feel.
Poor Bob.
I'm sorry, that's like more commentary on how I actually feel about Sheree. I'm not a fan, obviously, but I wish them the best of luck. Hopefully Bob will be able to pay his child support. I mean, somehow he's lost, saying he's lost like all 30 million of his.
At the end, it said that he is spending more time with the kids, which is good.
That's
but
good.
His relationship with Sheree has.
And did you like how Sheree did not send an update to the show?
She did not send an update.
She did not send an update. So we don't know how she's doing, but we know Chateau Sheree still doesn't exist, and she has a lot of money from him. But speaking of Iyanla, Mr. DMX is still very hostile towards Iyanla, which we discussed.
Great picture, too, to express how he really feels. Please check it out.
We discussed this last week on the show. He was obviously on the show 2 weeks ago for Iyanla and did not have a good time. And now he is pursuing legal action, supposedly, against Iyanla and the OWN network so that they cannot air or show anything in regards to his episode ever again in life.
He's battling Oprah. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, you ain't going to get money from it. Yeah. But I could actually see them maybe not allowing the show. Well, no, because you probably signed documents. Yeah.
You signed, I'm sure you signed some release forms.
He had to release it. I mean, the most I would see is that Oprah would have a moment like, you know what, we're not going to keep putting that out there because we don't want to put that energy out there. So I see that happening, but come on, DMX.
You ain't going to get no money.
Come on, DMX.
You signed up for the show.
Come on, DMX. Speaking of crazies. So we all know, love, miss.
Love.
Oh, how I miss her.
Oh, man.
Lauryn Hill.
The album is playing in my head right now.
Well, you might get it back.
Lauryn, no, we won't. I've been hoping for that for 13 years. It's not coming back, but she's telling us that it might come back a little bit. Miss Lauryn Hill, obviously, has been in the news this week because she, too, is having some financial issues. She owes Uncle Sam quite a bit of money. So basically, she just decided she didn't have to file taxes from 2005 to 2007. On approximately $1.8 million worth of income.
Because the Illuminati was chasing her.
That's a whole lot of money.
Yeah, they said she owes $504,000. Can't speak
cash
today.
Dollars cash that dollars. They want her to pay. So the judge basically suspended her sentence because she could be going to jail for 3 years for this and said, you have a few months to try to work this out and figure it out. So suddenly she now has a deal with Sony Entertainment Worldwide.
Sony to save the day.
And she released a statement, which I just have to read a part of because it was just comical. Basically, she released a statement about her signing with Sony, and she's basically saying, I've remained silent after an extensive healing process. This has been a 10-plus year battle for a long time played out behind closed doors, but now in front of the public eye. This is an old conflict between art and commerce, free minds and minds that are perhaps overly tethered to structure. This is about inequity and the resulting disenfranchisement caused by it. I've been fighting for existential and economic freedom, which means the freedom to create and live without someone threatening, controlling, and/or manipulating the art and the artist by tying the purse strings.
Illuminati.
Uh-oh.
Lauryn Hill, you are nuts, but we still love you. So she is going to be hopefully releasing some new music.
I am excited about that.
On her Sony.
It's a five-song deal.
But they said she's not written anything or even had a concept yet of what she wants to put together.
I'm afraid of what she is going to try to release.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, okay, when Lauryn Hill went through her crazy,
there were still some good stuff.
If you, Happy Feet, Lose Myself, yeah. I love that.
That was a good song.
That was a really good song.
I think she has moments of clarity where she can do something. And I don't, I mean, even the crazy stuff, like the Unplugged MTV era, like that kind of thing, like there was substance in there. Right. It's just not commercial. I just think that her mind is in some special places, and so
you know she got to have some unreleased tracks. Like, why can't Sony just go through those and pick them? And
they're not. Yeah,
she's I think she should write about something with, you know, a happy place with her kids or something. Or maybe there's a couple of Rohan stories still in there she could throw out.
I don't think we're gonna get anything happy from her.
I don't. Yeah, but she just seems like so angry and miserable still. Like after all this time, but like
but isn't the message still really here that pay your taxes?
Yeah.
Actors, actresses, entertainers, pay your taxes.
Wesley Snipes?
Taxes.
I mean, Snipes just got out of jail for it, man.
Wesley Snipes, we got other actors. Nicolas Cage, Jermaine Dupri.
It just doesn't make sense.
Heidi Fleiss, Joe Francis from
Girls
Gone Wild.
I mean, this might be good for us because if all these celebrities are going to jail, that's going to leave room for us just to walk right on up into Hollywood.
Fine. Like, okay, we can do it too. I don't know.
It catches up to you.
It will catch up to you. And it's like, just send a little check every once in a while. Like, how you have to know that you're not sending something.
right.
Like,
send a payment.
Just send a payment. Because they said that Lauryn wasn't even trying to make a payment. She just was avoiding it altogether. So, anyhoodles, good luck. We hope something good comes of this hot mess. Speaking of hot messes. Why? Oh, God. It hurts my heart to even talk about it. Allen Iverson, the love of my life. Oh, God. He's in a really, really unfortunate situation. So Allen Iverson, basically, over the course of his career, has made over $150 million. And apparently, he ain't got none of that no more.
Can't even buy a cheeseburger.
He can't even buy a cheeseburger.
Man.
He has none of it anymore. And he is apparently spiraling into a very dark place from alcohol, drugs, and gambling. Gambling is not your friend when you are rich. Ever, ever, ever. But there
even
was
when you're
even when you're
not rich.
Well,
right, I was
going
to say, even when you're poor, it might be a terrible
gambling is a bad idea. But he's about to be homeless. He's going through a divorce.
Yeah,
like, it's
got a lot going on.
Everything that could possibly go wrong in his life is going wrong all at the same time.
Ayanla, this sounds like a setup.
No.
For your show.
I was just going to say, Ayanla, please don't mess with me.
You know what? I got one better for you. Nick in the booth. He's got some questions or answers.
For Allen?
For Allen?
He's got the answer for the answer.
What's your answer, Nick in the booth?
Okay, so look. So basically what it is, Allen has this, he has this deal, I believe, with the Reebok. And so they set up a trust for him.
Yes.
Right? And so he has to reach the age of like 50 or something, right?
55.
Yeah. So all he needs to do is hang on for about 18 years.
18
and
years
Nick,
is a long time.
That's all he needs to do.
He can
what
die.
Is he going to do? He can't even buy a cheeseburger.
Right.
He needs to go
get a job. He's 38, right?
He's 37.
37?
Yes, 37. He's been out of the league for 3 years.
You know
what can
though,
he
Nick?
Do? He can't do anything.
You know what? Nick is kind of right in the sense of, this is so horrible. I'm going to get lashed.
It is rich people's problems.
But it is rich people problems. But at the same time, I mean, he's Allen Iverson. You know there is some girl out there that would take him and...
Of course.
Yeah.
That's not the issue.
Just let him live for 18 years, cook him cheeseburgers. He can just live on the couch.
That's,
I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
True.
And then at 55, he'd be like, deuces.
Well, as long as he doesn't make the next ESPN 30 for 30 special on broke athletes, because according to that and Sports Illustrated, 60% of NBA players are broke within 5 years of retirement,
that's
and
awful.
78% of NFL players are broke within 3 years.
You know, it's sad.
So
if
he is falling down that path.
Yeah, but they actually get training about what to do with their money. Like, they have to go to these things, and it's so sad that they still can't pull it together.
Mm-hmm. They have a team. That sits there and tells you, do not buy liquor. You're an alcoholic.
Plus, also, AI, I mean, he's one of the top athletes in the game. You know what I mean? I get it if you're, like, number 10 on the worst team in the league.
Yeah, and you only made, like, $400,000, like, you know, every year, but he made a lot of money.
But when you got problems, it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Sure don't.
You can't get
in
your
fact,
problems fixed.
Sometimes you fall harder.
That's true, and he's fallen very hard.
Yeah.
But good luck to him. Please... Maybe think of rehab, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe he should go
Dr.
away
Drew?
To, like, Promises. Oh, God. Please don't do celebrity rehab.
Yeah, please don't do that.
That sounds like the worst idea ever. All right, so rehab.
Just like this next song.
Just like this next song, kind of, sort of.
That was nice.
So, yes, we are talking of the lovely Amy Winehouse. Or that's not Amy Winehouse. That would be Beyonce, who remade an Amy Winehouse song Great Gatsby.
That's how I felt when Amy Winehouse died.
When Beyonce got the phone call.
I was so broken when she died. So, anywho, so for the Great Gatsby soundtrack, Beyonce has done a cover of the Amy Winehouse, I can't speak, Back to Black song. And it was rumored that Amy's father, Mitch, was very upset that it was the... He basically supposedly said that Beyonce didn't bring anything to the song and that they had to pay ridiculously for this song because it was just a waste and horrible. He has since come forward, apparently, yes, and said that that is all false. Mm-hmm. Rumors, rumors, rumors. He loves what they did with the song. They paid whatever money to Amy Winehouse's estate to have the song used, and it's all good by him.
And he even said,
he said
the
Twitter got hacked. Is that what it was?
He said his Twitter got hacked. He said the Twitter was fake. he said actually that Beyonce can do another one of her songs if she'd like as well.
Yeah.
How convenient, whenever something happens that someone's
I think he just got the check, and he's fine with it now. Yeah, I think he was bitter he didn't have a check.
That could have been
That's what I think.
But, I mean, I don't know. We were talking about it before, but I don't know. I just...
You don't like it.
I get what you said. The song for the movie, it does what it needs to do, and I love me some Andre 3000, and I love me some Beyonce. Yeah. But I just feel like... It's Amy Winehouse. Like, it has to be done in a right way. And I just felt like, I don't know, like
we were saying it earlier. It's just moody. You felt the pain of it's like Amy and Mary J. Blige. Whenever I hear their songs, even though as of late, Mary's a little bit happy, but, you know, it's like, and that's okay, Mary. We like you happy. Don't get me wrong. Even though she's a little happy. But no, you know, Amy was going through all her drug addiction. She was going through her relationship.
Yes.
And you feel that pain in the song. So when I heard Beyonce's version of this with Andre, and just like you, your same sentiments, I love Beyonce. I love Andre 3000. He cannot do any wrong to me. But I just felt like this song lacked that part. And I you know, Courtney, I know you were saying that it should be a different song because no one can ever really capture what Amy
that was because
brought.
That was very...
And I would have been more, you're right, upset probably if they tried to do the exact same version of her song. But still, that song is just so classic. Like, I mean, they could have played that song for me, the original, in the movie.
I think it depends on exactly where it is in the movie.
True.
Based on what I've seen, I think what they did was fantastic. I think it is warped enough that it shouldn't be, because I think that Amy's is very specific and speaks to a very specific emotional place that she was in, and I don't necessarily believe that that's in the movie, and that's why it would have been out of place.
Yeah.
And if they tried to release it like as a song, like if Beyonce had it on her new album, like this is my new single, then I would have been angry. I would have been like, oh no. But like as a soundtrack, I'm good with it. I'm good with
and
it.
And I gotta say, the soundtrack is ridiculous.
I saw the lineup looks crazy.
Oh, I heard it. It is
crazy. They had it online today. I was like, oh my God, it's going to kill it.
It's going to kill it. And the movie will be out in 2 weeks.
I'm actually looking forward to the movie.
I'm very excited.
Looks good.
Saw somebody saying they were reading The Great Gatsby again. I was like, oh, I need to, because I don't remember really what happened.
Well, critics are already saying that it's a great movie. So
yeah, get on it, guys.
Leonardo, man.
Leo trying again. Maybe he'll finally get that Oscar. Anyway, so in conclusion of our rumor and gossip this week, we've got the Kardashians in the news. Specifically, Miss Khloe, who, oh, dang. That's not the best picture of Khloe.
That might have been the picture after what you're going to say she looked like.
After she got the call that she was no longer an X Factor judge, this was the face that she had.
That was shade. I just put shade because the picture of Beyonce was so fabulous.
You are just shady, shady creature. Anywho, so Khloe is no longer, it was announced on Monday that she will not be a part of the X Factor anymore. What was strange about this situation was there was no statement released from Khloe's camp. Really at all until around Wednesday. And then there was all sorts of chattering going on that there were reasons. Maybe initially it was supposed to be because she and Mario didn't get along.
Yeah.
Then it was rumored that Chris was trying to campaign to get Mario fired and get one of her other daughters to replace Mario. It's like,
I
really?
Heard that rumor. That's a good one.
I believe both of those rumors.
Possibly.
I
could kind of see it, but I was trying to figure out which one do you think she was trying to get the job for? Because it couldn't have been Cam.
Kendall, like a younger
one. One of the younger ones, you think? Maybe to go up with Demi and like, okay, yeah, no. Yeah. Thank God that didn't happen.
Maybe it's Courtney.
Courtney, I don't know. We'll see. Anywho, the final reason that they have settled on as an appropriate reason is that Khloe is too busy. She's got 3 shows and it's just time does not. It's not working out for her. And Khloe, she opened up about her departure finally, saying, Chris opened up about it, and she said that Chloe had such a good time, and she wasn't sure if she was going to come back or not. So I think that with everything going on and the other three shows she's working on, it just worked out for the best.
Ooh.
I mean, I've expressed this before. I watch X Factor.
Yes.
I feel like they were really critical on Chloe, and I thought that she did,
decent
job. I mean, I wanted to see more of her personality, but I felt like she was going to get there.
Yeah.
So they've been having this rumor for a while that she was kind of leaving. Ever since last season, they said that she was leaving the show. And I was hoping that it wouldn't be true. So it'll be interesting to see who they have replace her.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if Chloe got insecure herself and kind of backed out of it even more, because she seemed really insecure about it in general. So I don't know if she wanted to go through the process of getting better to get there, because she was so insecure about how she was doing to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, I'm mad at X Factor because... I don't know if you saw Essence Atkins. She spoke out about Kim Kardashian being in the Tyler Perry movie, and she was just like, okay, you know, it's no hate on Kim Kardashian because people love to watch her, but they love to watch her in her own world.
Yeah, it's in her world.
She's not an actress, so to see her in a movie to take her seriously, and I think it's kind of the same thing with Chloe. It's like, Chloe, if you're going to do this, like, you need to have proper training in that sense of it.
Yeah.
And X Factor, what are y'all thinking? Did y'all hear who they're trying to replace as a judge?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Really random.
That's so random.
I mean, but then again, Jennifer Love Hewitt was Love Hewitt on Kids Incorporated, so she can sing and she can dance, best of them.
She can.
It was like 25 years ago.
Might as well just get Lindsay Lohan up on that show.
Lindsay got talent.
She does. I love
Lindsay. Well, Courtney, she had a whole album.
Is that all you got for us this week with
Gossip
and Rumors?
Gossip and Rumors.
Because now we're about to start with Lindsay Lohan. I was like, we're going somewhere else. To keep us from not going in the wrong path, why don't you guys go to iTunes and give us a rating, hopefully all fives, but we'll take any comments and watch them, review them, and try and improve the show whichever way you like. We definitely pay attention to all that stuff. So tell a friend, go to iTunes, look up Black Hollywood. We have three different shows. We have This Week, we have Next, we have Portraits. Rate all of them. We really want to know what you guys are thinking about the shows. We're trying to make each one better and keep growing and give you the best show that we can possibly give you. So,
and the best part about it is now you guys don't have to wait to get home to watch us on your computers. You can stream us live from your phone and your iPad.
Yes, right?
So anywhere you are, we are.
Yes.
All the time.
Very well said.
All day, every day.
All right, so now to hot topics. All right, so you guys all know about Parents Just Don't Understand, Will Smith,
Yes, he took that seriously.
He took that seriously. Well, apparently, in his world, parents do understand.
Or they're
trying. So Will has been doing some press junkets for his new movie with his son, Jaden, After Earth.
Yes.
And the question of how his parenting skills were came up, and Will said that he actually does not punish his kids. He said, in quote, "The way that we deal with our kids is they are responsible for their own lives. As young as possible, we give them as much control over their lives, and then they build from there."
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
it sounded like Jada raising four kids over there.
For real.
Yeah. I mean, he basically was saying that once they make the choices, whether bad or good, as long as they can explain why they made that choice for their life.
That's what got to me.
That's the most important thing in their household. And
stole $50,000 out your purse because I really needed those Jordans.
In other words,
as you got an explanation, it's all good.
Right. And, we saw that video a couple weeks back that went viral on YouTube and all over the world with the father in Ohio who was shown whipping his daughters because of something they allegedly posted on Facebook or that they left the house or something. Now, that's one form of punishment, right? But now this is all the way on the other side of this, because he's saying that there's no punishment in the house. Basically, the kids are making their own rules.
Yes.
I have a lot of opinion about that because I think it depends on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a wild kid, I don't know if that rule applies, because they can make up something to why they decided to rob that bank, or beat up that kid or bully that kid.
And even if they can explain it, because God knows we could give explanations for all the crazy nonsense. And I was a good kid, but the little bit of ridiculousness that I did do, like, I could come up with an explanation for it.
Oh, sure. I was brilliant with that.
That doesn't somehow, make what you did right or okay. So where is the, I don't understand, just because you can explain why you did it, why that, how does that
justify
change?
It?
Yeah. How does that help hinder the behavior in the future? If it's a negative behavior, right. Like what do you gain from that other than learning good communication skills?
Right. You know how to negotiate.
You know how to articulate things that are in your brain. Exactly. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, but I wonder if the other side of it is that they sit down and talk to them about, you know, it's like a family. Maybe it is a family discussion that they have.
I'm sure it's a discussion, but I still think it just sounds absurd.
I don't know. I think it sounds absurd. I mean, Jaden did make a comment back. He was also asked. He said, "No matter what I do or how I do it, he, meaning his dad, knows 100% of what's going on. There's no point in hiding anything." So that was his response back to things, which is good. But I still say it depends on the kid. And also, you know, listen, when you're a celebrity like they are and your kid is a celebrity, I just feel like it's probably hard to control your kids regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you may, Will's not around. Jada's busy. You know, Jaden's got his own thing going on. Willow's got her career going on. Is this just an easy way to say, I can't control my kids because they got a career too, yeah, and I got my own thing going on, and I can't be announced to watch them?
I think it's the opposite. I think that they lucked out and they have really good
kids. Maybe. In general.
I mean, like, Willow really could have been on the top of the world, but
she chose
was like,
not
you know
to.
What?
She
I just
want to
be a regular kid.
Yeah. So they maybe lucked out with really nice children.
Well, but that does not apply to everyone, Will.
Right. Maybe.
I have some kids you can babysit if you want.
Right. For real.
I got some cousins.
You lucked out, brother.
I got some baby cousins that maybe
that would give you a
I need to send them
money
to your house. You apply those rules.
Yes.
And, like, if that works, I'm down with your philosophy.
Right. But the good thing about it, I guess, is at least it sort of facilitates open communication as they go into teenagerdom.
That's
which is
true.
Where they're headed. So perhaps they will have even fewer problems as they come into teenagerdom.
Man,
dumb-ish.
Mm-hmm. Dumb-ish. All right.
Especially now they're messing with the Kardashians. I want to see what really going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Kendall and Kylie.
All right. All right, so another story that made the news this week was that TSA is considering allowing small knives onto planes. The knives that they are proposing to allow on planes are 2.36 in inches, and they are a half an inch wide. They're getting a lot of protests back from flight attendants as well as air marshals because...
Who wants to get stabbed?
Yeah, they're saying that they
don't
want to do
this.
And then another thing that they're saying also that will be allowed is certain sporting goods, like ski poles, lacrosse sticks, and
certain
golf clubs.
Bats.
But bats are actually not allowed, nor is gel deodorant, which is still considered very terroristic kind of thing, a terrorist action.
I'm going to just make one comment. I am an African-American woman with natural hair. I cannot bring all of my hair products on the plane, but you're going to tell me they can bring knives on the plane that can stab and kill anybody that's helping, trying to make this plane flight safe for everybody else?
Take
so that's not
out,
okay.
Poke it in your neck and you're dead.
You're
it's just
done.
A bad idea.
It's
I mean,
just stupid.
They're saying they're trying to get more lenient, and I understand that because we all have been to the airport and we all have been upset and pissed off about a procedure that we have to do. We have to go to that, what's that, wind machine thing?
I'm never upset.
You know.
I'm just like, here I am.
I mean, the process, I know I've been upset with the process, but I'm happy that it's happening because I want to be safe.
But can we put toothpaste on? Like, at least toothpaste and deodorant. I don't want to be sitting up there.
Apparently
and
you can make bombs out of that
Well, it's
stuff,
funny.
So
there was an article about this and they were interviewing a bunch of people and one of the women who they interviewed said, can I just bring a bottle of water on before we're worried about you being able to bring a knife on?
Yeah.
Right. You know, so...
But in their defense, they say that the time that they waste looking for these smaller things that are not such a huge threat, in their opinion, is better channeled looking for things that could be a problem, and that bottle of water could be a problem.
Here's what I don't understand, though. Here's what I don't understand. I'd like to answer.
Really aggressive in
the voice from
Phil,
above.
I know. Here's
what I'm really upset
right
with. All right, sir, this knife is 2.6, whatever the limit is, right?
2.36.
2.36, yours is 2.37. We're not going to lie. Yeah, like, why are we checking
Why are you trying to carry a knife on a plane, Phil? That's what we really need to know.
Well, that's a whole other story.
My point is, I think it's faster to disallow everything.
Exactly. Right.
I don't understand how it's faster.
First of all, you're going to scare people because people are going to see you pull the knife out and measuring it right there.
Right.
Second, my homegirl this past summer went on a plane and it was a necklace and it was in the shape of a gun. You could clearly tell it was a necklace and they stopped everything. They pulled her off of the plane. They made her put it in a plastic bag and had to send it back to her.
That's deep.
That's real deep.
But we letting these on the plane.
They take my contact solution, and that's very upsetting.
Yeah, they do. And my cologne.
Because it doesn't come, the one that I have doesn't come in a mini size, and you can't remove contact solution from the thing. So I end up having to buy contact solution everywhere I go. Thank you very much.
Well, they're also saying that they're going to have a TSA pre-check where certain people, if they qualify, like they don't have to take out their laptops, they don't have to take off their belt.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
I don't like that either, because you can get on a list.
They said they can leave their shoes on, too, as well. Yeah. So
no, I would appreciate
it. I think overall it's just a bad idea.
Because it's so gross.
I'm with the flight attendants and air marshals. Let's just keep all of this stuff off the plane because I don't want to have anything else to be nervous about
and
when I'm flying.
Yeah, they're the main ones. They got to fight people and, oh, yes. Right. I would not be a flight attendant. Get a girl.
Speaking of nervous as well, this week, did you guys hear about the hackers breaking in or tweeting out the Associated Press tweet about the two explosions that took place in the White House and that Obama was injured?
Awful.
It went out to 1.9 million people, which we have recently found out that that was, it was hacked. The Twitter account for the Associated Press was hacked. So this was a fake tweet. But in the process, the Dow went down. Like, people were reacting off this. The Dow went down like 100 points within, they say, like 5 minutes.
Yes.
And there's a group of hackers called the Syrian, they're loyal to the Syrian President Bashar Assad, who claimed responsibility for this whole thing.
Oh, Syria.
You know, I mean, you know, this was being investigated, but this is 8 days off of the Boston Marathon explosion. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are on edge. I think that this is some serious stuff. And it bases the question for me. I know that social media is something that is making us more advanced, but is it also hindering us? Mm-hmm. Because we're hearing stories now about hacking a lot more. We just had a story we talked about earlier, hacking. It's just, I think it's starting to hinder us. Like, is it going to be a problem? I mean, it's going to get to a point. Like, we all subscribe to different things. Like, I look at CBS News. I look at the different news outlets. I don't know what to believe anymore when there's, like, a crazy story. It sends everything in mayhem.
It's it also kind of falls back on us. I mean, if you see a tweet about this, I would hope that you would go and research a little more. Like, with the Boston Marathon, I found out on Facebook. And I was just sitting here like, ooh, everyone in Boston's mad right now. Like, what is all this going through it? And then, you know, went on to Google, started searching more, turned on my TV. You know what I mean? Like, to go based off of a tweet.
But you're okay.
But
well,
I get what
well,
you're
this,
saying, though.
Jesse,
too.
You're a smart American, all right? Well. There are people who do not fall into
smart
your category.
Is generally the anomaly.
Yeah. So there are people who just react off instantly on what they see.
Yeah.
There's young kids who are reacting off of things that they see.
Yeah.
And not even just young kids.
Retweets. I mean, that's economies around the world. Like, that's what our markets are based on. It's on speculation and kind of news and what's going on. So Twitter breaks news all the time.
That's true,
so that could have been majorly problematic for not just our U.S. economy, but all over the
world.
All
over the world, yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of messy, but I just want to know why people are so evil.
And Barack Obama
really?
Is injured.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading on this, too, as well. They said that that they're re-examining if, like, they put a lot of investment information through tweets on the Associated Press. So they're re-examining now if they need to readjust that because it could be false information. It could crash our stock market,
exactly.
You know?
Well, so do you feel like maybe the president, the Associated Press, those things shouldn't have Twitter handles, things that can easily be hacked?
Yeah. I mean, but then that's a whole other different subject. I mean, are we gonna get to that place where now they can't have that? I mean, that's crazy, you know?
I just don't think there's any remedy for it. It's one of those things, like, eventually all the robots are going to take over and kill us anyway, so there's nothing we can do about it.
And Lauryn Hill's going to laugh at us all.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why she's a recluse, because she knows it's coming.
Just overall, they're trying to secure more ways to keep this modified in general. But we're gonna run into more issues with this. I mean, some of the journalists had also said that they knew that this was sort of a fake story because there's certain key words that they use when they're sending out tweets at the Associated Press. So I guess the fact that they didn't use president in capital letters and also breaking in capital letters, that a lot of the journalists knew that something was wrong.
That's
something
really funny that you said that because just the fact that it says and Barack Obama.
And Barack Obama.
It's just
instead
so
of
like,
President Obama. Barack Obama. And, of course, breaking is not in capital
letters. Or I thought it would at least say breaking news or...
It's crazy. Technology.
Yeah.
But I know, speaking of breaking, another breaking story that happened this week in France, they legalized same-sex marriage.
Woo, woo, go to France.
So it establishes marriage and adoption rights for same-sex couples. It was voted, on 4/23, it was 331 to 225. of course, there are people who are still very upset about this.
Angry
Catholics, conservatives who promised to still take legal action to block this, to be a law. But right now, it's legal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's legal.
And the haters were there strong.
They were strong. I felt like France made American arguments over same-sex look like we were just like kids. They were like,
oh, they were, yeah.
They were some angry people.
I couldn't find a group of people who were excited about it. You know, we saw these two girls and I was like, oh, finally.
Well, somebody's happy.
It was like waves of people just protesting.
Well, I find it actually kind of interesting that it took so long for France or, you know, to get to this place because they're so liberal already.
Yes.
So I would have thought this would have been the first
place.
They're
liberal,
you know,
but
what
there's
I mean?
A lot of Catholics.
There's a lot of Catholics. And they're saying that the UK is the next place that's going to make this
America like
legal.
Come on, like, let's be, like, well, we can't be trendsetters because it's already set.
Well, we're starting. I mean, because another big story that broke was Rhode Island is on its way to be the 10th state to allow gay marriage. They said the Senate passed a gay legislation, which right now is margin is 26 to 12. So it's on its way to being legal in Rhode Island as well. They said the first gay marriage in Rhode Island might take place as early as August.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's moving. And they said after that, Delaware is slated to be the next state that makes gay marriage legal. The other 9 states that right now have freedom to marry same sex include Connecticut, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Washington, and Vermont. Massachusetts.
Oh, walk down that
I
aisle.
I just say, yes, listen.
There you go. Is it time? Who is it? Who's next?
I know, right?
Ariel. Oh. We'll see.
Girl, you wearing white, girl.
Right.
Just playing.
No, I mean, you know, people are, it's just funny to me that people are in such an uproar. It's hard enough to find love, so, you know, let's just, if okay. people, whatever makes you happy.
And most of them end in divorce anyway, so why right. be tripping?
There you go. Like, there you go.
How about we put a ban
I'm
on
so
divorce?
I'm so positive, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Well, then our
that would be murder, fascinating.
Our murder rate. We
our homicide rate would, like, triple.
No, but I mean, I think I'm just over people being so fearful of things that they don't understand. I'm tired of it. We are supposed to be this new world. What is going on?
Look at this picture. That woman looks so disgusted by
it. She is like, ugh, who are those women?
I can't believe this. I got my pink shirt on.
And if there were, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that they were saying is that this jeopardizes the full view of union marriage and also child. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll just move on from this subject because it's clearly representing in the right direction right now. So, all right. So another story that was in the headlines this week was Star Jones. Star Jones was moderating a panel, and the subject of the way that black stars are depicted on reality TV shows came up. And there was a panel of lawyers and
a great debate.
It was a panel of lawyers and directors and you know high ranking blacks on this panel. And Star basically made a comment saying that, well, one of the things that was brought up was editing to cause for the reason that we're as black people depicted in certain ways on reality TV shows. Star went against that and said, it has nothing to do with editing. If you slap somebody on your reality show, if you cuss out somebody on your reality show, if you act like a buffoon on a table on your reality show, it's you. It ain't editing.
They can't edit.
Boom, with that attitude.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I love that.
So you know what? I normally don't always agree with Star.
That's what
I gotta agree with her
true
this time,
that.
And I think that she was actually throwing a little, if I had to guess, a little thing at Nene, because she was making a comment about, oh, I've worked with some of these crazy people who get in your face and da 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 da.
Look at the picture right
now. And the perfect picture.
Oh snap!
I'm thinking that she was referring a little personal experience with Nene, because on Celebrity Apprentice, Nene, you know,
they went at it.
She went
that
at
was
her.
A great
it was a great
season.
Episode. But I wasn't mad at Nene though.
I wasn't mad at Nene. Ever, because
Nene knew how to handle it.
She was just more vocal. Because Star is like the Phaedra Parks, like
exactly.
just sits back and tries to like act like she's too good for it, even though she is throwing all kinds of
shade.
And Nene is like, you will not.
Yeah,
you will not,
honey. But, you was fired.
Yes.
But what do you guys think? So do you guys think that we actually? Do you agree with Star or do you not agree with Star?
I agree with Star. I think it's crap, and I think it's crap that we keep saying, oh, they edited to make it look like this and that. No.
It's
honey.
Casting.
You're trifling,
casting.
And they casted you because you're trifling,
right.
because it makes for entertaining television for our sick minds that appreciate
right.
buffoonery on television every night. That is... Nah.
And listen, one of the points that was brought up, I believe it was an entertainment lawyer by the name of Matt Middleton, he said that, you know, you can't blame all the black people on the shows because they give them liquor and they get them fired up,
yeah.
and it's for the paychecks. Yeah, they're setting them up to fail.
We should be embarrassed that he said that.
But you know, I mean, but come on. First of all,
if somebody says we give them liquor to like liquor them, like that is to connote that we are not adults that are not right. in control of our behavior.
I don't want to drink that
because we are. That's true. To put that on top of black people, it's embarrassing.
Like, and not only that, but I hate that it's even a race issue because
me too.
I look at the real world. You know, last season there were two African Americans on the show. One of them is the only one on the show that didn't drink. Everyone else looked like a fool. Yeah, so exactly. Yes, they put these things in the house. I mean, how many reality TV shows are on here? Yes, the you know the vices are there. Sure. But like Star said, it takes a certain mentality to jump on a That's table and slap someone across the face.
That's true.
And what she's calling for a ban on a lot of shows because she feels like they also condone violence against women. She said that one of the shows that she is not a fan of is Basketball Wives. She didn't say which city, but I'm going to guess that she means all cities.
I thought she was going to say Bad Girls Club.
You know, it's funny. That wasn't even brought up.
Because it's just that she's focused on the fact that these are black women.
And Shawnee.
Or brown women, because
yeah,
they're not
produced
all
by Shawnee. And, you know, yes. she's putting that out there in
which
the universe
I can
for young
understand
black
on
see.
A certain level, but at the same time, they know what they're getting into.
Right.
They know what they signed up for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... basically what it boils down to, just don't watch them if you feel like
right. And stop being a mess
a way. Yeah, stop being a hot mess.
Stop being a mess and maybe they'll finally air the stuff that you think is good. Because like I know some of the Basketball Wives are like, well, they don't show when we're doing this or we're doing that or whatever. I'm like, well, if that's all you give them, that's all they got to show. Yes, they could try to replace you, but maybe something will change finally. And they'll be like, you know what? We'll show this and maybe show conflict in a different way.
Exactly.
Which will be interesting for Basketball Wives New York this season, Miami this season, because, you know, with the whole Evelyn thing, everyone seems like they've kind of toned down.
After
we'll
the
see,
last
we'll see
one.
If it's really toned back, though.
Yeah. It was rough.
The truth is in the film.
We will see.
All right, so. So, what do you guys got? Anything else we need to discuss?
That's it.
That's it for this week.
Well, where
Leave
can you, where can
Rose
your fans?
Alone.
Where can your fans find you, Courtney?
On Twitter at Stuart Starlet,
at DJ Jesse J,
and you can find me at Daryl Christian on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure also to go to the Buzzer Meter question, which is very appropriate with the topic we just discussed. Does editing cause black stereotypes on reality TV? We definitely want to know what you guys have to say. We'll read the results on next Friday's show. And tune in as well, because our special guest for next week will be ABC Castle star Tamela Jones, who's going to join us on Hot Topics, and then afterwards an intimate interview on Portraits. Thank you guys for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.